Now, from the studios of Fox Sports Knoxville, this is It's Optional with Trey Wallace and Brandon Johns. Look in my eyes,
Dobbs heaves it. They're bunched up in the end zone. It's tipped up. It's caught. It is caught. Juwan Jennings. Juwan Jennings.
Throws it. Fakes the spike. In the end zone. Touchdown. Whoa.
Whoa. He has trouble with the snap. And the ball is free. It's picked up by Michigan State's Jalen Watts Jackson. And he scores on the last play of the game. Unbelievable.
Neon lights, Nobel Prize, when a mirror speaks the reflection.
It's Optional, Fox Sports Knoxville. We just had a wrestling promo cut on Brandon. I don't know who it was. Maybe the Young Bucks. Maybe the Bullet Club. Somebody called in and Brandon and cussed him out. So I want to congratulate my producer on finally being cussed out. They called him a bleeping blick blick. You Maryville bleeper.
There's not many words that were used that we could say.
They did say Maryville, right?
Maryville sucks. You blank.
Yeah. I was afraid your youngster self might slip and not be controlled. So, Brandon, man, I feel bad for him. He just got nailed, and he just
got another call, so we'll see how this one goes.
Okay, let's see how this one goes. Let's see if Brandon gets cussed out on this one. I'll know by his reaction. They hung up. I think folks are messing with Brandon right now. I think it's pretty funny, to be honest with you.
It is pretty good.
He's learning. Man, I had to do this a long time. I used to be a producer for a horrible radio show host, and people would just want to call me and just cuss me out just for the hell of it, just because how bad it was. So, you know, it is what it is. I can't hate too terribly much. We're 15 days away from college football, which means probably the best number 15 college football history, Mr. Tebow?
It has to be. I mean, he's one of the best football players ever. So.
You know, we talked about, and I want to get in this real quick, just for a second. We talked about Urban Meyer and how he was controlled because of Tim Tebow. Because of Tim Tebow at Florida. But let me tell you something. He was by far one of the coolest guys when it comes to playing that position that I've ever watched in college football. It was fun, energetic. He was different. So I'll always give Tim Tebow mad props on my end because he was fun. I just wanted to say that. We're 15 days away. And look, the damn jump pass, and I'm sitting here watching it right now. The jump pass was fantastic against LSU years ago. I'm watching it right now.
He also did against Tennessee in 08, which I unfortunately saw in person.
Did he really?
He did, at Neyland.
Let's go to Titansville. Titansville on the line right now. Titansville, what's happening, my brother? Happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday to you all. You know, I picked to be 5-7, but I'm getting to change my mind now. I'm going to go back to 7-5.
I think that's where you need to be, Titansville. I think 7-5 is doable for Tennessee this year, looking at their schedule.
And, I'll tell you, those people over there at West Virginia, I understand they love running their mouths.
They do.
But I'll tell you one thing. I believe if the Vols can put their mind to it, they can get her done when they play them in beautiful Charlotte, North Carolina.
I agree completely. I agree completely that I think Tennessee can pull off the upset in Charlotte. I mean, look, one of my good buddies, Ronnie Badon, he's a West Virginia fan. And I'm telling you, you know, I told him the other day, I said, man, you know, you got to watch out. You never know what Tennessee could pull off in Charlotte. Because here's the thing. Tennessee's going to run for over 200 yards. That's what West Virginia's defense does. They give up yardage. If Tennessee could just capitalize that Titans bill with at least two or three touchdowns through the air, I'm telling you that, that the upset could be possible, and we could be sitting here in Knoxville 3 weeks later with Tennessee staring down the barrel in the fourth quarter to being 4-0 going into October.
Exactly. And, you know, this is the same West Virginia team that can't even beat Oklahoma. I mean, they've had Oklahoma beat a couple of times, and they couldn't get it done.
Couldn't even beat Oklahoma State.
No, they couldn't even beat Oklahoma State. So
gave up 30 to Kansas.
I'll tell you what, I am not drinking the West Virginia Kool-Aid.
I'm not. Look, I like Will Greer as a quarterback, but until Dana Holgorsen proves something to me, when they're projected to finish in certain degrees, then I'll believe in West Virginia. But I haven't really believed in West Virginia since Pat White. So it's been a little while. So we'll see how it plays out. Titans Bill, thank you for the phone call, brother. I hope you have a fantastic weekend.
Well, thank you, buddy. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah. I don't see it, Brandon. Here's the thing. Quick shout-out. I'm going to say it again to Ronnie Bedon. Quick shout-out. Cajun crazy ass. But is it hard for me? I followed West Virginia a lot because of Pat White. He came from Daphne High School in the Mobile area. Had him on the show a couple times. Great quarterback. My best friend played against him in high school. My best friend shanked a – he's probably listening. He's going to be mad. But, you know, we were right there going to beat Daphne to go to the playoffs. And all my best friend, literally my best friend in the world, had to do was kick an extra point. And he shanked that bad boy wide left. And Daphne won, and we lost to Pat White. And I'll get hell for this later. But I followed him ever since. West Virginia was rolling. And now it just – I don't know if West Virginia is living off – are they still living off the big 70-point game against Clemson?
I was going to say they're living off the Orange Bowl where they
– right.
My best friend growing up was a punter on that Clemson team.
That sucks.
So
– damn, he was probably punting a lot that game.
One of the kicking culprits. He was down there in Clemson, so
– but are they still living off that game, though?
Yeah.
All this hype about West Virginia, it's like
– well, I mean, they're exciting. It's kind of like a Mike Leach kind of style offense. Like,
I want you to look up something
fun,
here just
they're fun
second.
To watch.
Right. I want you to look up how many – what was the – go back and just look at 2017 football results for West Virginia. And just tell me what was the lowest amount of points somebody scored against them. So just look up 2017 West Virginia football schedule. And I just want to see the lowest amount of points they gave up last season. Because the Big 12 running attack is mainly Oklahoma.
Iowa State scored 16.
Where was the game at? In West Virginia?
In West Virginia.
Scored 16 points. Yep. That was the lowest.
Yeah, I mean, they had a couple Division II teams. One, Delaware State, also scored 16.
I don't care about that.
Right. East Carolina scored 20.
Oh, God. Okay. Give me a crappy football team for the Big 12.
Kansas State scored 23.
They were okay.
Texas, without any players, scored 28. So.
God, Texas was bad. What about Kansas? They put up any points? They play Kansas?
34.
God bless. Kansas put up 34 points on West Virginia.
And Tech put up 35. Texas Tech, that is.
Oh, my God.
Oklahoma put up 59.
That's it. I'm getting more infuriated now. Stop buying into the West Virginia crap. I know they have Will Greer, but West Virginia's had a gunslinger around that program for a while.
My only thought is, if it gets into a shootout,
Tennessee's in trouble.
Tennessee's not going to win a 50-49 game.
Right, I agree. But they got to stop thinking that West Virginia's just over the hill better. You know what I mean? Like, they're not. They just have a really badass quarterback.
I was going to say, Will Greer is over the hill and a few more hills down better than the quarterback we have.
I love Will Greer. I mean, I really like watching Will Greer play. I don't know. To me, that kind of just stands out. Somebody said, seen this. I have a hard time believing he is terrible. He makes some good throws, good decisions, and I like his running style. So somebody sent me a video of Keller Chris. Okay, look, here's the thing with Ollie, okay, and I know you're going back to Ollie when you send me that. Ollie breaks down these offenses schematically, looks at every single play and how it's ran. So Ollie's not really saying that, per se, that Keller Chris is a bad quarterback. He's saying the offense and everything that he was, the situation he was put in at Stanford, made him into a different type of quarterback. Because we had a conversation about this last night. Like, he doesn't think Keller Chris is bad.
He's
different, though.
He did say Keller Chris is just not a good player. relative to who? Compared to Will Greer, no, he's definitely not a good player.
No, right. The way I took it in the conversations that we've had, not a good player compared to who we were talking about and who they were having to play. So I hope that makes sense. Because the question was, how do you think Tennessee does against this West Virginia team that, you know, the quarterback, and then he kind of went off on his tangent. I think that first game of the year, I'm not going to say it sets up the rest of the season, but I will tell you this. In this town, if Tennessee beats West Virginia, there'll be 97,000 people in there for the ETSU game the next week. You beat ETSU, be 98,000 people in there next week. You go into Florida 3-0, night game, Neyland, be 100,000 people in there.
102-455.
I'm so sick and tired of Butch Jones. We just got to get 102-455 in there. I'm excited. Bring on a night game in Neyland for Florida, Tennessee. But you know what? Get me to week first. Give me to week one first. Then we'll start talking about it. Catch you more on the other side of the break. Let's see if we get any more death-threatening phone calls to Brandon. I might just step out in the hallway and use my cell phone to call him. Not really liking him today. We'll do this and more on the other side. It's optional, Fox Sports Knoxville. Good way to get into the weekend. DJ BJ on the ones and twos. That's his new name now. Anybody that calls in, you have to just say, hey, DJ BJ. Hope you're doing well. He's probably going to Maryville Catholic tonight. So if anybody out there that thinks he's a bleeping bleep 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 bleep, yeah, go see him tonight at Catholic. I don't know where Catholic is.
If we broadcasted the phone call, it'd sound like a truck backing up after you hear Maryville sucks.
God. It's cool, man. You have your people like you out there. And some people don't, because you played for a bunch of cheaters at Maryville. Just what I've been told.
Yeah, yeah.
Reportedly.
You know, the truth hurts. So no one likes to admit that they're just not as good as Maryville. And I understand the frustration that comes with playing against someone vastly superior.
I'm just going off unnamed sources.
Of course they're unnamed. That's it. Me and Will Muschamp have the same opinion about unnamed sources, if that's the case.
Don't go there. I swear I'm going to cut your mic for 5 minutes. I don't want to have to do that. That's okay. Okay. You know, we all know what time it is. Every afternoon, Brandon has to scour the internet and find stories that are worth my while that I think that I would care about. We'll see how he does today. It's news time with the DJ BJ. God, it sounds so vulgar.
Life moves pretty fast. You don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it.
Hit me. Turn your mic on.
My bad. First off, right off the bat.
Yeah.
We've been talking ad nauseum about the Ohio State investigation of Urban
Meyer. Yeah, great
and
investigation.
And they announced their 14-day investigation. Well, now the Ohio State president has said, quote, the probe will be finished when it's finished.
Oh, Jesus. Come on, really?
So
I'd
say that that will be a little longer than 14 days.
He said it's finished when it's finished?
Correct. Verbatim.
Oh, that's depressing. All right, whatever. This just goes to show you how bad Ohio State is. Give me some more.
In other news, the 76ers hire a Duke and former WNBA star as a scout. So, female breaking into the scouting game in the NBA world. In other news as well, Pat's rookie.
Wait, what did you just say?
The 76ers hired a female scout.
Oh, congratulations.
Patriots rookie Isaiah Wynn suffers torn Achilles, out for the season.
You ever seen a torn Achilles happen?
Yeah.
In a video?
Kobe Bryant. And then he stayed on the free throw line his free throws like a man.
Like an up-close video.
No.
I'm going to show it to you during the break.
Oh, I'm sure it's brutal.
Oh, it's disgusting. Like your back of your leg just snaps.
Oh,
I thought my dislocated kneecap was bad.
Yeah, that sounds bad, but like the torn Achilles or like a blown out knee, those just look so like
it hurts so bad.
The ugliest injury I've ever seen, though, still without a doubt, Willis McGahee's knee in the national championship game 2001 against Ohio State. That was the grossest thing I've ever seen.
You want to know how I blew out my knee my first time?
Yeah, let's hear it.
I was coaching a little league game.
Unbelievable. What were you doing?
I was a first base coach for my little brother's team. And they hit a dinger to center field. And we went up. And look, I jumped up in the air, dude. I was excited for him. Landed the wrong way. My knee was like bent a different, like when I came down. And that kneecap came out of place, dude. And it hurt so bad. And there were little kids around. And I was screaming obscenities. I mean, I was hot. My dad runs over. Shut up. Shut up. I was like, what's wrong with you? Just look at my knee. Just look at it. But here's the bad thing. I had khaki pants on.
Oh, so they couldn't.
So they couldn't see it at first. How bad my knee was. And like I knew there was something wrong with my knee. Like my kneecap. My kneecap was like to the left, so it was rough, man.
That is unfortunate, but a fantastic segue.
Yeah,
because the Little League World Series is ramping up, and
love Little League World Series.
My hero.
Are we even at the big place yet?
I think they just finished up the regional, so I think they got like one more step. Or actually, no, I think they're going to Williamsport here shortly.
Going to Williamsport, okay.
But my hero. He's from the Northeast region. His name is Alfred D'Elia. And his intro, hey, my name's Alfred D'Elia. At home, they call me Big Al. And I hit dingers.
He hits dingers.
I love it.
He hits dingers. That was really good. I'm waiting to see what scandal comes out of Williamsport this year. Because isn't there always a scandal that comes out of the Little League World Series? Like something?
I don't know. I can only think
of some kid that's supposed to be 14 is actually 23.
I can only think of the one that Danny Almonte from like 2003.
No, there was something
where
recently.
Where he's like 16-year-old just mowing them down.
And I'm not talking about the young lady pitching because that was fantastic. Monet, I think it was.
Yeah. I mean.
She was fantastic.
I mean,
she was burning, folks.
The other scandal you're thinking of is that Chicago-based team.
That's it.
And they were all, like,
yeah.
From just all-star kids yeah. from, like, surrounding yeah. counties, yeah. and they just threw them together.
Oh, you're from Chicago. You're in this 3-mile radius. Let me check out your addresses. Oh, You live 45 miles away. You live 60 miles away.
But you're a great player, so we need you.
Shout out to Hardball, one of the coolest movies with Keanu Reeves. I love it when you call me Big Papa. Oh. Yeah, that was a really good
movie. See, I have seen that one. Have you seen...
What? Which one?
Pulp Fiction yet?
No.
The people want the people Look, want
I'm going
you to,
be
this.
Down tonight to and probably most of the day tomorrow.
Perfect time to watch.
So I'm going to watch Pulp Fiction.
There we go.
Somehow find it on Netflix or something. Yeah, that's what I only have rabbit ears and like Netflix right now.
It's not Netflix. The cable thing right now. So you're good.
But I'm telling you, like it's if anything happens like last night where I got up and just like at midnight and just shaved because I just felt so bad.
Yeah, please tell them.
Night. No,
Trey shaved his beard because he thought it'd make him feel better. I don't know what WebMD site you were on, but I've never heard of that remedy.
I felt so bad. My body was aching. Like, my allergies were messed up. My chest was all messed up. I felt like I couldn't walk. I mean, I had no energy. So I went and took a bath at like midnight last night, thinking it would make me just feel better to sweat and release some, you know, some bad juju or whatever. And then while I was at the house, like, you know what? Maybe I'll shave and it'll make me feel better. So my beard is so darn long, I didn't have clippers. I just had a razor. So I just started going to town on that bad boy and just started up and down with the razor. And then finally I got to the end. I was like, damn, man, I can't get to my goatee right now. That's going to have to wait. Some of my goatees out of whack. I mean, it's not bad. But I will say I did fall asleep in like 20 minutes afterwards. So that was a problem. So maybe it does work. If you don't feel well at night, here's Trey's medical tip of the day. If you don't feel well at night, if you're up and you can't sleep, you've had enough Mucinex and Benadryl to kill a horse, and you just don't feel like yourself, go take a bath and have a shave. Because I promise you, you'll feel better afterwards. I know I did. That's 100% guaranteed way to fall asleep. A shave, a bath at midnight.
There you go. Like, listen here closely, folks. If you have the flu, forget the doctor. Go shave.
You got anything? I don't know what I have, but if you have anything,
go shave and take a bath, yeah, and you'll be just fine.
But don't have a full beard and not have clippers. God, that messed that one up. Like, I was just sitting there just like cutting down a tree last night.
How many blades do you go with on your razor?
Five.
Okay, I was going to say, that's the only way you could do that. If you went with like the cheap disposable ones you can buy where there's like one or two blades, you'd be
in
trouble.
Oh, just caught up in it. Oh, yeah. No, I agree. So it's one of those things, man, where hopefully I'll sleep tonight. Haven't slept much in the last 2 days at all. But hopefully tonight. I did watch. I was laying in bed last night to watch Hard Knocks. And they really got on to Antonio Callaway. But they definitely believe his story right away about.
He's a knucklehead. I don't doubt that they'd get on to him. He's a character. I'll say that. He is a character.
Yeah, but they definitely believe this story about the marijuana not being his.
Yeah, because he's good. It's way easier to believe someone when they're good at a sport, or in life, it's way easier to believe someone if they're more attractive. For football stances, Antonio Callaway is pretty attractive. Great athlete, great receiver, but he's a knucklehead. So I'd have no doubt that they believe him, allegedly.
Ooh, caught up right there. Yeah, no, I agree. They were like, Hugh Jackson was like, you better be telling me the truth or I'm going to have that ass. And I was like, he's not telling you the truth. Like,
dude, Antonio Callaway is not. On this? He's a lot of things, but he's not dumb, too. He knows Hugh Jackson's going to have that ass. Yeah, well, if you win more than two games this year, you might. But otherwise, he's just got to ride out 1 year.
No, I agree. I will say, though, I have a lot more respect for Hugh Jackson watching Hard Knocks.
Like as a human? I mean, yeah. I don't respect him as a football coach.
That dude went through the loss of his mother and his brother within 2 weeks and was still out there coaching.
Well, I mean, I feel bad for him in that aspect. Respect for that. But at the same time, I don't respect him as a football coach. He's not a good one, obviously. If you had, like I said, if you had us just picking plays Madden style and had the players all know, have the game plans already installed, and we just picked plays, guarantee I could win at least one game in two seasons. I have no doubt.
This was fantastic. So, you know, I read the Bobby Petrino quote he said at the luncheon in Louisville today. It was like, I believe we're going to beat them, and we'll go beat them regarding Alabama. Somebody quote tweeted it with, good luck, sir, you're going to need it. So I just replied. I was like, what's he supposed to say? Can't wait to go get our ass whipped and collect that paycheck. And a person replied, maybe ask Nick to take it easy on him. I've not seen anyone try that strategy yet.
I don't know. I feel like Butch Jones said that to him before the game last year. I'm sure something along – while the student section was chanting, keep Butch Jones.
It was Jimmy Sexton. He was reaching out for a favor. I'm telling you. Tennessee continues to rock on in recruiting. Oh, man. Do you see the picture of John Lennon and Paul McCartney? Their kids?
I did see that, actually.
It's pretty neat, huh?
It is. Poor Paul McCartney's kid is not attractive.
You want?
He is not a good-looking dude.
Okay, you want some truth here?
Let's hear it.
I'm scared to give this to you. First of all, I don't like the Beatles.
Oh, God.
Second of all, I think I've only listened to like two or three Beatles songs, period.
About to make it four right here.
No, don't play the freaking Beatles going out.
Oh, we're playing the Beatles
going out. They just didn't do it for me.
The Philip Fulmer video that I tweeted out where it's like his little pump-up thing. Where,
yeah.
That is a cover of a Beatles song playing underneath it the whole time.
What's the song called?
Come Together, which we're getting ready.
Come together right now for me. No, I get, okay. That, yeah, but they sing it. Come together right
now.
Yeah,
I mean, it's a cover.
Yeah, it's a hard, the first version was bad. Yeah. What's the first version sound like? Sounds like a melody of the submarine. That's, yeah, whatever.
This is it.
Might as well have Joe Cocker on there. Feeling all right. This is a good song. We'll go to break. I just never got into the Beatles. Don't blame me. Blame the radio stations never played it growing up. Whatever. It's optional. Fox Sports Knoxville. This is not the Beatles. This is kind of an unpaid endorsement deal. But if you're in the Townsend area this weekend, they're going to have a crap load of hot air balloons in the air. Which could be very cool. So you and the family, to park, it's like $20. You can hang out around there. It means one thing, though. I guess I won't be going to Ware's Valley this weekend. I have to go through Townsend.
My old boss, his dad, is the man that the city of or town of Townsend is named after. Old Townie Anderson used to be a representative for Tennessee.
What?
Yeah. That was my old boss's
dad. He
represents
the town?
Well, he's named after, the town is named after him. He was a Tennessee representative.
Townsend's like right there.
Yeah, right between the mountains and Maryville.
Before you take a left.
I've been there.
Go to Ware's Valley, yeah. Right? No, yeah. I'm asking.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's right up there, right against the like base of the mountains.
Like, I'm trying to remember where the hell Townsend is, though. I take this road all the time. I don't know how I don't haven't seen a sign or something.
It's a pretty small town, so.
No, I'm not saying that. That's going to piss me off. I'm going to have to drive to Townsend this weekend. I want to say Townsend's like right there at the left where I turn to go to Ware's Valley. I don't come up your way anymore. I take Chapman Highway.
God bless you. I take Alcoa Highway, which is even worse. I will beg to differ.
I take the 140.
Yeah.
To Oak Ridge, get off at the airport exit.
Okay, see, I take the other way. Take Alcoa Highway, go by Neyland Stadium. Coming up on there.
Really?
Oh, it's bad. But everyone from around here knows Alcoa Highway. That's why they call it I'll Kill You Highway. Like, I mean,
Chapman scares the living hell out of me.
There's just not
I don't know roads. How you folks do it in this town, but there needs to be a barrier up between the four lanes going Chapman Highway. Because that scares the living bejeebies out of me. Like, I don't understand how y'all do it. Chapman Highway trips me out. Brandon, what was that?
I think that was old boy again. I'm starting to think it might be one of my friends, and I'm pretty sure it is him. So, Earl, if that's you, please stop.
Calling and saying Maryville sucks?
Yeah, along with using some colorful words to describe my sexual orientation.
Folks, you have to get past the gatekeeper on this show. And that's DJ BJ over there on the 1-2s.
And turns out it was him. He just texted me.
Do we have a dump button
mystery,
over there?
Mystery has been solved.
Well, Maryville does suck, and they're cheaters. At least I know what team I'm not going to root for here in town.
Yeah, well, I mean,
I'm just kidding.
If you don't enjoy winning, I guess don't root for them.
Oh, man.
But before we've been bashing on Tennessee roads, but you're from Alabama,
which I'm from Alabama,
might
man,
be home to the worst highways in the entire country.
Where? Give me an example.
Anytime I get on, like driving through, going down to the beach or something, as soon as I cross into Alabama, it's like at the state line, there's just potholes for miles.
Okay, there is a lot of potholes, especially in the Birmingham area in Huntsville.
Oh, it's terrible.
Not as bad as Louisiana roads.
Yeah.
Going into New Orleans, like riding into Fallujah. Yeah. I don't know what the hell it's like to ride into Fallujah, but I've been told what it's like.
Bob's it's over bumpy. Baghdad driving into.
It's real bumpy. That's what it feels like driving into New Orleans. That's why when you go to New Orleans, you only go for like a day or two, and you just get out of that city, or it will suck you in.
Oh, yeah. Well, and.
I love New Orleans.
I do too, other than the fact that it smells like sewage. Smells
well,
like garbage.
Only at night. Only at certain parts of the night.
Bourbon Street smells
well,
like
that's Bourbon Street.
Absolute trash. Like, oh, it's
that's
terrible.
That's Bourbon Street.
I think.
What do you expect from that?
I think the majority of the reason people drink on Bourbon Street is so they can get drunk and forget about how bad it smells. Like,
you go get yourself a $10 fishbowl.
Yeah.
And you walk around with the big straw all night. And you are.
And you get constantly accosted by people trying to get you to go into strip clubs with their $10 suits and greased back hair.
But also every bar. Like, there's always a promoter on the streets in Bourbon Street.
It's terrible.
I really hope that Tennessee goes, like, just send Tennessee to the New Orleans Bowl this year. Like, not even sure about the New Orleans Bowl. Oh. When we go down there and experience. I can take Brandon back down to Bourbon Street.
See, I don't want to go to the New Orleans Bowl. When they play that, like December 19th?
So? Okay. Get it over with.
I don't care about that.
If Tennessee does get to 7 wins, I promise you they'll go back to Florida.
Is
because they'll
agree.
Know the fan base.
Yeah.
Fan base will travel.
Is there anything worse than playing in a bowl game before Christmas? At that point, I'm cool with not making it.
I'm trying to think if I've ever been to a bowl game before Christmas.
Like the Idaho Potato Bowl.
The GoDaddy Bowl was always in Mobile, was always after. You know.
The Little Caesars Bowl.
The Camellia Bowl in Montgomery. But I haven't been there before. I know South Alabama played in it.
My favorite story of all time.
Has Tennessee ever played in a bowl game before Christmas?
I don't think so. They're too big of a fan base. So if they bowl eligible, they'll put them in a game that people would actually go to.
That's a good stat. People out there listening, has Tennessee ever played in a bowl game before Christmas?
I'm going to say no.
Playing in a bowl game does not count.
Right. But I was going to say.
You want to know crazy? Like,
what?
Remember the Tennessee-North Carolina bowl game?
Yes. Oh, I remember that.
Tennessee won the game. That technically North Carolina came back.
Yeah. Jansen Jackson.
So
just don't leave your feet.
I was at the game with my cousin. And I was kind of like a neutral type fan, you know what I mean? I was living in Nashville. Cousin, big old Tennessee fan, you know. But we got seats literally, when I say this, literally to my left was the North Carolina marching band.
Oh, that's terrible.
Like, here's the aisle. Here's the freaking trumpet player. So the whole time, they're playing the damn fight song, and I'm just sitting over here like, oh, my God, I'm about to kill a trumpet player. And they're playing and playing and playing and playing and playing and playing. And Tennessee technically won the game there at the end. So I was like, I was excited I didn't have to hear the damn North Carolina band again. It's like, aha, y'all shut up now. Stop playing that stupid fight song. And then I hear over the intercom the referee talking.
Yep.
That we need to go back for a review. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, God, this is not going to end well. And then North Carolina ends it. And what's that stupid trumpet player do? She turns directly towards me with her trumpet and starts just blaring that fight song with the rest of the band.
Awesome.
And I gave her one of those.
Yep. Well,
like,
played.
You did it. Like, well played. Yeah.
Props.
Yeah.
I was going to say my favorite story about bowls was South Carolina had in Steve Spurrier's contract before he had Clowney and everything.
Yeah.
He's going to get $800,000 bonus if his team played in a bowl game January 1st or later. Well, they made it 6-6, went to the PapaJohns.com Bowl, which was played on January 4th. So he still got his $800,000 bonus.
And, I didn't think about that.
And then South Carolina had to put in some more
fine print. That was the Birmingham Bowl. That's the Birmingham Bowl. Wow. I didn't think about it. That is fantastic. I tell you, you know, I've been to many, many a bowl games with my pops, been to many SEC title games, and been all around the country to watch football. And I think it goes both ways when I say this. I think to Tennessee fans, Florida fans are the worst. I think to Florida fans, Tennessee fans are the worst.
See, I've always heard Georgia fans were the worst.
Let me tell you something about Georgia.
Asking about Knoxville's finest. Let me tell you something
about Georgia.
Never told me that.
So I went to a game. I don't know what year it was. I traveled with my dad. It was a year Tennessee won like 52-39, and Tennessee blocked a punt in the end zone of Georgia. Philip Fulmer was still there. I'm trying to remember what year. I think it was 01. And that was one of those games where the fans were cruel. They were barking. It's not like I was wearing anything orange. I was wearing something white. They were barking. And we went the wrong way and went down Fraternity Row. So we had it coming. You know what I mean? And one time, though, we were in Tuscaloosa. And we were walking back to my apartment. I did live in Tuscaloosa for a year after college, and we were walking back, and somebody threw a beer from a second story. This is when Tennessee was playing Bama. So my little brother's dad coming to town. Somebody threw a beer and hit my little brother right in the head. I swear I thought my dad was going to storm that frat house and beat the holy hell out of whoever was in there and throw them off the balcony. But
that would have been good.
I hate. Wait a minute. You're in a fraternity, weren't you? Okay, I'll save that comment for later. Tomorrow, somebody's saying tomorrow would be a great day to visit Townsend, Trey, with the Hot Air Balloon Festival there tomorrow. I was just talking about that. I feel you. As we go to break, don't forget about the Townsend Hot Air Balloon Festival that we are not promoting through Fox Sports Knoxville, but I'm just promoting through myself. Catch you on the other side. We'll end the show.
And the bass keeps running, running, and 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 in his context,
there's no disrespect. I'm running, I'm running, I'm running, I'm running straight to my bed. Straight to the Benadryl and Mucinex. I've survived this show with an IV in my arm, just hooked up here in studio. You know, Brandon gave me a good point during the break. And I think I've been quietly angling for free tickets to the Balloon Festival this weekend.
You know, Trey, the Balloon Festival looks like something that I could see you being super interested in. Like,
I wouldn't go up in
SE. Oh, would you not? I think I'd go up.
Hell no.
That'd I wouldn't go up so, in that damn balloon. That'd be so much fun.
No, not at all. Would not go up in the balloon.
I think it would be awesome.
What if that thing just like floats off? What if the
it's not going to just float up? Now, my
what if the
my
pilot
fear is,
loses consciousness?
Well, I mean, if you just don't pump hot air into it, I feel like you just you float back down.
After 5 or 6 days. What the hell am I going to do? I'm going to float all the way to North Carolina.
Catch a jet stream up there.
I'm going to hit right into a mountain. So how did that work out?
Trey.
I'd have to like tie the pilot up and hang him off the side of the
we'd have to get you
feet.
To we'd have to get you to call in for the show on Monday.
What are you doing, Trey? I've been floating for 7 freaking days. I'm in this hot air balloon. Get me out of here. There's Trey making an appearance in Nashville for 4 minutes.
If you look up right now, you might see Trey floating over I-40.
Trey, what are you doing? I'm doing a 7-state live remote, 24 hours, in a runaway balloon.
That's awesome.
No, they could barely get me on the roller coasters at Dollywood. I was scared to death to ride that Soaring Eagle.
Really?
I was going to have to ride it by myself because I knew this would happen. Like, I didn't want to get on it in the first place. But I was like, okay, cool. As long as a family member or friend's riding it with me, I'll be cool and I'll ride it. No, everything worked out just fine.
So you the odd man
I was the odd man out. I was the only freaking one on that side. So my cousin had just got off of it, and I looked at him. I said, no, get over here. Get over here. Come ride it. You're riding with this me again. So he sits back down and goes on it with me another time.
It was fun, though, wasn't it?
I'm tripping out, just trying to it's not going to do a darn birth of good trying to hold on to the thing make you think that you're going to be stuck in there. You know what I mean? Like, you hold on to it as tight as you can to try to trap yourself in there, but it really doesn't make a difference. If it opens up, your gravity and your weight and everything is going to throw you out.
Exactly. You're gone.
So, but I do it just for the hell of it.
Yeah,
it
makes you feel better.
But it was fun. I'll give it credit. It was fun. And then I went back and watched the YouTube video of it, like somebody riding it. And damn, I mean, that's...
I didn't
ride the one that goes from like 1 to 80.
Oh,
like,
I am a big roller coaster guy. I'm all for...
that wooden run, that hot rod...
Oh, I mean, I'll ride any roller coaster anytime. I think skydiving would be awesome. I think going, I love all that stuff.
One thing you could not pay me to do. Oh, and also, if you have not seen the skydiving bit by Tom Cruise and James Corden,
I haven't.
Go back and watch it. My dad texted me last night, asked me what it was. It might have been this morning. That was fantastic. But I will not get on one of those stupid things in Panama City Beach.
Oh, no.
Where they
no.
strap you in like a ball.
And drive a boat under you and parasailing?
No, not damn parasailing.
People die from that.
I'm not talking about parasailing. Parasailing's easy. I know I'm going to go right into the water with that one.
Like, oh, you think that, but there's a news report. Some woman got disconnected, flies into the side of a building in downtown Panama City.
Well, that's her fault. I remember that. I saw the video. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about where they strap you into that little thing, and there's video cameras watching you, and they shoot you straight into the air, like on a cord, like the bungee thing.
Yeah, yeah. Like reverse though, they shoot you up.
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't seen that. That sounds like it'd be cool.
Have you not seen that?
This sounds like it'd be kind of fun, actually.
No, it's not fun. How have you not seen the bungee cord thing? What?
I guess I have more homework for this weekend, checking out the bungee cord thing in Panama City.
No, if I knew the name of it, I'd be able to. I don't even know the name. I don't even know how to explain it. Don't give me the 30 seconds. I'm trying to show you what it is. The slingshot. Ah, that's it. Slingshot engaged. Here it is. Here. Hold on a minute. We're going to end the show on this. And you tell me if you would ride this or not. Here, catch my phone. Look at that.
Oh, I'd definitely ride that. That looks like fun.
You would ride that?
Yeah, I'd
ride
that.
All the way to the top? Just throw it back to me. We're wrapping up this week. Tennessee had a fantastic end of the week recruiting-wise. Oh, man. Really good. Y'all be good. It's Optional, Fox Sports, Knoxville.